السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من راق وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثروا ذكر هازم اللذات الموت. Respected brothers and sisters, we are here in this life for a very short span. We remember our date of birth and we think that we started from there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the soul of every human being right after the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, thousands of years back. And this life is not the whole thing. It has to continue. The journey of soul, it has started long ago and it will not end with the death of a person, it will continue. When we were arwah, without these bodies, we had only souls, not given this bodily shape. At that time, we were as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked us to be, wanted us to be. No disobedience, no rebellion, because the ghaib was in front of us. We could see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Lord? It was very easy for every human being to answer, Bala, why not? Surely you are our Lord. That time was like, our souls was like today, we see the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sun, moon, stars, rivers and whatever, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want them to be. And a time will come after this life. Again, ghaib will be in front of us. The curtains of unseen will be lifted up from us, from our eyes. And again, we will not be in a position to rebel, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in that life, we will not have the choice. It will totally depend on what we do in this life, this earthly life, this worldly life. As we spend this life, and as our this life will come to the end, the next life, the journey, eternal journey of the soul will start the same way, either towards the hellfire or towards the eternal delights of paradise and Jannah. When we remember, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized so much on the life after death for a moment to remember. And Quran all the time, everywhere talks about the life after death and reminds the people. And that life will also come in stages like this, for to come in this life we come through stages. Stages when we were just a roof, stages when we were at different places, final stage when we were in the womb of our mother, and a stage then when we come to this life. The same day when we were going towards our eternal destination, towards the hellfire or the Jannah, we will go through stages. We will go through Yawmul Ba'thi wa Nashr, where we have to stand for long time and stay there. We will go through the ahwal and station of barzakh. And before that, there is one more stage. We don't remember the stage that much. But it is very important for us to understand what is that, how it would be. What we notice today, what we realize today, we see people dying. We think that the people, a man or a woman, a human being lived in this life for a while, and that death approached them, so they died. Now their next life will start. But sometimes we forget that there is a stage, a station between that life and this life too. And that is called a stage of sakaratul maut, a stage in which a person is dazed. He could not mention what he is seeing. At one hand he could see, at one side, his grieving and crying relatives, his sons and daughters and wife with whom he lived a long and loving life. And on the other hand, he could see the angels of death, the angel of death with his companions around him and want to take his soul away, soul out of him. That is the time to what Quran says, that is sakaratul maut. We know that like this life is haq, we could see it is for sure we are in this life. The same way maut is haq. Everyone has to die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha fayumsiku allati qada 'alayha al-maut wa yursilu al-ukhra ila ajalin musamma. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the souls at the time of death and even before death, at the time of our sleep. Our soul is not in our control, it goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever for whom the death is destined at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala retains his or her soul. And for whom has given a certain time to live more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends back and releases their souls. Soul is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever the time of death comes, everyone has to go and has to leave. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Every soul has to taste the death. No one can dream of living forever. But the matter is that how we depart this world, in what situation we will live, in what conditions and circumstances we live this world. كَمَا تَحْيُونَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ. As we will live in this life, we will die. And as we die, we will raise up, resurrected on the day of judgment, according to our deeds and the way of life in this short span of worldly life. How we live, it is very important. And a mu'min, a believer who recites Quran, he remembers the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't surrender your soul except in a state, in a condition of iman, of submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are practicing Islam, you are committed Muslims. When the time of death approaches to you, you should be in that state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that what happens when the time of death approaches a person. We see in different ayahs of Quran, like in Surah Al-Qiyamah, what I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. So a person could remember that moment of life, that moment of time has become to every soul, about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ. A time will come when the soul will come to the throat in its exit, to the collarbone, and people will start looking for somebody who could hold this soul from going out. Children will be crying, wives will be crying, parents will try their best. Laqeela man raq, they will put all their efforts to find out somebody who could cure and say, is there anyone who could cure? Is there any remedy for this? And that is the time when a person will fall limp, his whole body will become meaningless. مَلْتَرْقَتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقِ. That is the time of death when their legs will be joined, because they cannot be left alone the same way. Yes, it will become stiff, and the agonies will add up at that time. The affliction and the problem of the sicknesses or illnesses, and with that the time of death, the departure from the beloved ones, all these things will gather together. وَالْتَقَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقِ. Problem after problem. Every person has to face that problem. That time. How many times in a day or in our whole life we think about that moment? That is called sakarat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. The same situation when a person is dying, and the death, the soul arrives to the collarbone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are closer to that person than you. If you say that you have soul, you have control, if you are not helpless, why don't you make that soul return to you? فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful, then try out your best efforts on that soul and see what you can do. You will find out that how helpless you are. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that how the soul will go away and start its journey from there. So that time, the sakarat, the stupor of death has to approach to every one of us. In Surah Al-Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَٰلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ. That is the thing, the sakratu al-maut that arrived you truthfully, and it is haq. That is what you have been trying to avoid and run away from that. But you could not. You had to face that. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ سَكَرَاتٌ. Death will not come, don't think that you will die, just die. Your eyes will be closed. No, before that, before you surrender your soul to Malakul Maut, there will be sakarat, agonies and hardships, a pain that every person has to bear that and go through it. And how the time of death would be, it will decide about our life hereafter, how it would be. Because إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِينَ. The thing that is considered is the end of the thing, the conclusion. How you lived in the life, you will conclude that way. And the way you will conclude and die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect you. Same way. If we lived in this worldly life, the people who don't have faith and iman, who have no amal and no deeds, who have no character, and who have no importance of the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will be resurrected with those people. But in this life, if we live and live the lives of Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try to live like them, we will die like them, and we will be resurrected like them. Because that time is very crucial time. Not everyone can express, and we cannot feel all the things what a dying person has to face. Either he will be going towards the fire of hell, to whom, about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and mentions how their mouth will come. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. Angel of death will come to them and hit them from their faces and back, on their faces and back, and say that taste the degrading punishment says at one place, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ دَاسِتُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ, the angel of death, if you could see that those moments with the people who have no iman, who are the wrongdoers, إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ, in the agonies of death, and the angels stretch their hands towards them and say, submit your soul to us, surrender your soul to us. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِتُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ, and today there will be a degrading punishment for you, and that soul will not be ready to come out because of what it will be witnessing, the punishment and the anger and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will go in all parts of the body to get the shelter in an effort to hide from the angels of death. But it will not succeed. They will finally take that soul out of that body, and that would be like a moistened cloth wrapped over a thorny tree and plant, and then after that if you take it out, how that cloth tears apart, the room will tear apart. And it has to come out, and it has to leave the body. And the Malakul Maut will take away that soul towards the heaven. And what happens is that the barzakh starts, the life of barzakh starts. But on the other hand, if the soul is God-fearing, Malakul Maut come in a very friendly manner. With the angels, they brought all kind of glad tidings for that ruh, for that soul. They brought a silky cloth that puts under his chin, and the ruh will come out as a drop of water comes out from the bottle of a neck, mouth of a bottle. That easily that comes out of the body, and it is anxious to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for that soul. And those angels of death respect it and take it towards the heavens, and the life of that soul of barzakh starts from there. Those angels give that ruh, that soul, all kind of good news to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned at places. At one place it is said, those angels, what they say, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. You don't have to grieve, and you don't have to be scared and afraid from anything. Abshiru, get the good news, what you have been receiving all your life, for what you have been spent a life, restricted life, that has restrictions of Islam on it. Because he said, Amanna, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are steadfast on that call by your practice and by your deeds. So this is the good news for you. At the time of death they receive the good news, that soul receives the good news, and that is the time of Sakarat. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Fajr, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. What more a soul needs than that? That this glad tidings would be given to it at the time of death. That who satisfied soul, come return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Pleasing and pleased. I enter among the servants of Allah, among my servants, and enter my paradise. How nice that time would be when one of us received that good news and hears those verses at the time of death. That person will forget what he faced or what she faced in the whole life from the difficulties and hardships. That soul will forget how beloved those relatives to him or her who were around. That soul crying after receiving that news, who could remember anything about this dunya? And who could grieve for departing from dunya? That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized on this, that a mu'min should prepare for sakaratul maut, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the sakarat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appear to the human being totally and completely as the whole life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing was hidden from the ummah. They could see everything from his life, the same way his sakarat too. Because we could not witness the sakarat of the other people completely and what is going on them in their life. But we see, we read in the hadith what happened to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved personality on the face of earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most closest one to him, the Imam al-Anbiya, the Imam of Prophets, what happened to him, and from that we could imagine what is going to happen to us. When Fatima radiallahu anha saw Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that sakarat, in that situation close to his death, and she said, "What a great pain to my father." And he said, that laysa li abiki karabun ba'da al-yawm. This is the last pain. This is the last hardship and difficulty your father is facing. And there will be no more difficulties after this to your father. Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned that what happened to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he was when he was mentioning, La ilaha illallah, inna lil mawti sakarat. Mouth and death, every death has this sakarat. These agonies and these problems and this difficult time. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his last moment, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, Ar-Rafiq al-A'la, the most exalted and highest companion, I want to be with you. I want to go towards him. But he was going through sakarat, the time that process needs that, according to the deeds of a person, it could be minor or it could be major. And that was the sakarat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we see what we could not maybe see, what's happening to everyone, and what happens after their eyes are closed down. And when they die, they see their ruh coming out of their body and going towards the heaven, and Malakul Maut is taking it away. That's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he closed the eyes of Abu Salama radiallahu anhu after his death, he said that when a person dies and ruh goes away, the eyes followed it, looks at it going, and that is the time of sakarat for a person, and that is a very severe time that comes to everyone. And before that a person prepares, he is ready for that, he is happy to have that time. He will go through that, everyone knows. Everyone should know that he or she has to go through that. No way to avoid that time. But how we are approaching towards that time? Look at the companions of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At their last moment, what kind of nasaya they made to Ummah. Umar radiallahu anhu was fearful at the last moments of his life. And he said that, I can't say anything. I just want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to balance me. I'm not talking about Jannah, but at least give me relief from the fire of hell. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he received the most ahadith through his chain. Through his narration, he says, when he was about to die, he was crying and people asked him, what makes you cry? He said that the hardship of the journey, the long journey, the lack of preparation for it, and I don't know where this journey is going to end up, whether in the hellfire or in the delights of Jannah. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu anhu, when he was about to die, people saw him crying and saying that not yet, not yet. People ask him that what's happening to you. He say, I feel the shaitan is trying to tell me that you are going away from this dunya with your iman. A believer, I failed in deterring you from iman. Ahmad ibn Hanbal said that I am trying to say that not yet, the time of death, I did not die yet till the last moment. I cannot trust anything. I have to be careful about my iman. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, one of the greatest scholars of the Ummah, who did not sleep for 40 years between Isha and Fajr, when his time of death approached, he was one hand is on his beard, grey beard, and he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I have nothing to present to you today, but I ask you only one thing I beg you, that have mercy on my white beard, on my grey beard. I have nothing to ask you through that for mercy of you. These were the great, pious and righteous persons of Islam. The Islamic histories note them. We don't know in what situation we are approaching towards our death, and everyone has to face that situation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that situation easy only for the people who live with Iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps firm the people of Iman with the spirit word that is La ilaha illallah. Because of their Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them firm in this worldly life. They will have trials and hardships. Because of their Iman, they will go through difficulties in this worldly life. But the thing that keeps them steadfast is their Iman. And that will not only this life, but in Sakaratul Maut, in all the stations and all the stages of the life hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them steadfast. So it is important that a person should remember his or her death all time. As Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَزَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Remember more and more frequently. Do the muhasaba of your nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who do not forget their life after death, and they don't forget Sakaratul Maut. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for us that time, that situation we will face our Sakarat. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.